Okay, today's daf is Yivamis, daf Samach Tes. We are on the last full daf of Perek Almana LeKohen Gadol here in the seventh Perek. Until tomorrow, next time, we start with Perek Ha'arel. Again, every Perek is significant, but there are certain prakim that are somewhat larger, have some shas topics in them. We've already had Perek HaCholetz and Perek HaBal Yevimto. Those were two of the prakim that were defining, two of the defining prakim in shas. Perek Ha'arel is another one where we're going to have a lot of other inyanim outside of Yevamis, David HaMelech, v'chulu. But today we are still discussing Truma and Kahuna and related issues of Nivala L'Pasala. So that's what we started to discuss yesterday based on the Mishnah, on Samach Zayin Mabez, which type of individuals, Ubar, Yavam, Eris, and Cheresh, who passels with their Bia, Nivala L'Pasala, and who does not cause problems, what the Makar is. So the Gemara just went through the discussion of what's the Makar for Nivala L'Pasala, and what does that mean? Making the Niveles Psula for what? So there are two nafkaminas, the Gemara says. Number one is Kahuna, and number two is Truma, or the other way. Number one is Truma, number two is Kahuna. The Gemara said in the middle of the Daf, Samaches Mabes, Ashkachan the Truma, the Kahuna Minala, and how do you know? So we went through the Kal Vachomers. We had opposite logics of if we say it works by somebody who is more Kadosh, would it work for somebody who is less Kadosh? The beautiful thought of the Meshech Chachma to explain the Rambam and Hilchos Beis Habachira. And the last point we made was that, isn't it a Kal Vachomer? And we said, no, it's a Gilui Milsa. Gilui Milsa meaning it's both flowing, both of the elements are flowing from the same point. And let me just read the Rashi today. Rashi said on Gilui Milsa Ba'almahu, Kivan de Ifsala Litruma, Ifsala Likahuna. Ditruma hainu kedushas kahuna. Meaning Rashi not saying that you have to make a kal vachomer. Rashi explaining the Gemara that these two go together. It's a gilui milsa. Once you know one, then memela you know the other. This is a concept that comes up often whenever we want to get out of a limud. And rather than saying it's a two-step limud, it's one step. It's all one big fat halacha. Right? This comes up in the first halacha of Hilchos Tumas Meis. The Rambam says, second halacha, the Rambam says, in the first set of halachas in Sefer Torah, Hilchos Tumas Meis, that we know a mace is metame in three ways. A mace can make me tame by touching, maga, by carrying it, even if I'm not touching it, masa, and ohel. And ohel itself has three ways. Either we're under the same roof, or I'm over it, or it's over me. So, maga, masa, and ohel. The Rambam describes that maga and ohel are mefurish in the Torah. Masa is not in the Torah. How do I know that a mace is betamim b'masa? The Rambam's lashon is tumas masa mipi hashmua v'kal v'chomer hadvarim. It's Torah she'bal peh and it's a kal v'chomer. After all, if a nevela which only makes you tame for one day, it's not metame ba'ohel, and yet it's metame b'masa. Again, nevela which only makes you tame for one day, and it is not metame ba'ohel, meaning it's very kal, and yet it's metame b'masa. So surely a mace which makes you is metame ba'ohel and makes you tame for 7 days, surely it should be metame b'masa. And the Rambam adds, just in case you didn't catch it, Ein tumas masa b'meis midivrei sofrim ela din Torah. It's a din daraisa, right? It's not divrei sofrim d'rabbanan. It's just learned that from Torah Shebal Peh. V'yireli, and then the Rambam adds, and it appears to me, shezeh sheshasak mimena hakasuf. Why didn't the Torah mention it? The Torah mentions maga and ohel. Why did the Torah mention masa? Well, the Rambam says, I'll give you two other examples. Kiderech. And the Rambam here, as we know, is not just telling you what to do. He's telling us, the Rambam is a conceptual work. That's why he's giving two other examples where this comes up. Again, V'yirali, Shezesh Shasak Mimena HaKasav, Kiderech Shasak Me Isser Habas, like the Torah does not say the Isser of daughter, it only says granddaughter, Lefisha Asar Beferish, Afilu Basabas. And v'shasak me iser achilas baser b'chalav l'fishasar b'feirish afilu bishulo. Never says anywhere in the Torah, don't eat baser b'chalav. It says, don't cook baser b'chalav. So we learned from there three times that it's even eating. So the Rambam says, sometimes the Torah says the more extreme, so to speak, tenuous iser, and we learn from there the more basic and the more simple iser. Kach shasak mitumas masa b'meis levisha timei b'feirish afilu ahalo kol shekein masao. That's the Rambam. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, first the Kesef Mishnah, tumas meis ein onshin min hadin, ein masir min hadin, as the Gemara just said here. So how can the Rambam use the lashon of kal v'chomer? Right? You can never kill somebody then, or you can never be metami them, give them a malchus if they're tame, go to the base of Migdash, based on Tumas Masa. So the Kesef Mishnah, Zlashon is, well, it's not really a Kal v'chomer, right? Gilui Milsa, Yesh l'temuda, Ein Onshe Min Adin, and he quotes the problem. Me'acher shebas habas, Eina Asura, Ela Machmas habas, Shehi Ima, Memela Mashma, Shehi Asura, Ve'ein Kan Onshe Min Adin. It's what we would call a Gilui Milsa. Like it says in Sanhedrin, Gilui Milsa v'almahu, could have quoted our Gemara too. When the Torah asers granddaughter, obviously within that is daughter. When the Torah asers ohel, within that is masa. It's a gili milsa. It's one idea. It's not a limud. Just like the Gemara says here, truma and kahuna are two outgrowths of the same idea of whether a kohenes still has kedusha or niveles lepasola and pasla. And they would have both nafkaminas. So that's an important concept. Whenever we want to really understand limudim, is it a two-step limud or it's a one-step limud? The Gemara and Rishonim will sometimes mention gilui milsa ba'almahu. Okay, we're about seven lines up from the bottom. Samachesima base says the Gemara. So we have a mukar for nivela lepasula. Also remember what we said on the bottom of Amid Beis. What do we need a mukar for? Isn't it a mefurish pasuk? Isha zona v'chalalalo yikachu. So we said that maybe, the Rashba says, maybe it's talking about a case of even if it was Nivelas Ba'ones, or maybe it's according to one of the sheets of the Tanam earlier, that only Ashes Ish, Shazinsa, becomes a Zona. Either way, this is the Makaras trying to figure out who has the status of Zona and Nivelal Pasula. So the Gemara now says, well, maybe we should limit it. So we have a Makar now. We have a Makar for Truma, we have a Makar for Kahuna. Ve'ema Nivelal Pasula Chai Ve'Krisus. Maybe we should limit it to the very serious Isurim. That's Nivalala Pasala Pasla. But not more than that. Why? Why is Chai V'Krisus unique? So Rashi says, one line, well, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin. No Tfisas Kiddushin. Rashi, right across from where we are. Shimbala Acheha Pasla Mitruma Debe Nasha Avo Chai V'Lavin Kiva De Tafsu Luhuba Kiddushi Lo Pasila. Right, maybe it's a din of Nivala Lepasala because there is a lack of Tfisas Kiddushin. The Ritva that says, why do you have to bring in that factor? Just say, it's more chamor. It's a more chamor punishment. Maybe only the more serious punishments have the concept of Nivala Lepasala Pasala. And then the Ritva notes and asks on himself, well, if this is true, why did the Gemara even suggest limiting it even further? And ask maybe it only applies to the most chamor punishments, and that is Chayvei Mises Bezdin. The Gemara says, "I chayvei krisus." So, kind of looks like Rashi because there's chayvei krisus. More chomer than that is chayvei mises bezdin. So the Ritva says you don't really find so many places where those two categories are different from each other. You find chayvei krisus and lower than that chayvei lavin, chayvei krisus and worse chayvei mises bezdin. That doesn't come up so often. That's why, even though it's just a din of chumra, the Gemara did not suggest that. Umiyu says the Ritva, "Bechayvei mises bezdin belachun lo mukmina la disvarehu to lagabe ha chayvei krisus ruuyin li pasuk chayvei mises bezdin." Right, there is no difference in halacha. We do know sometimes the Mefarshim do point to the level of chumras ha'avira being an indication of level of onesh being an indication of chumras ha'avira. Right, the Mishnah Brura talks about this in his Akdama Teilcha Shabbos in Chelek Gimel, where he mentions that let me tell you the importance of Hilcha Shabbos. And he goes through 1, 2, 3. He says the Gemara says in Chulin that if somebody is a mumar l'avodazari, he's a mumar l'chol haTorah kula, and if he's a mumar to most other averos, almost all averos, he's not a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. If somebody's a mumar for shatnez, a mumar for any other isurim, mumar for tarfus, for kashrus, he's not a mumar l'chol haTorah kula. But if he's a mumar for avodazara and a mumar for Shabbos, he's a mumar l'chol haTorah kula because Shabbos is defining. Number one. Number two, and that's if you remember, we had an amazing sheet earlier from Rashi, right back, I think, in Perek Acholetz. Rashi had the daya that possibly a ger toshav is chayiv in Shabbos. Remember, Rashi mentioned that. A ger toshav, why? What does a ger toshav have to do with Shabbos, right? We had it back on Mem Ches Amid Beis. Rashi says, ger toshav, shekiba olav shalavon avodas kochavim, v'ochon nevelas. That's what Rashi says all over Shas. What's a ger toshav? He accepts not to do avodah zara, but he's still eating treif. He's still ochon nevelas. V'hishiru akasav ala Shabbos. So mechalas a Shabbos, kovid avodas kochavim. Unbelievable. Maybe he has to keep Shabbos, because not keeping Shabbos is part of avodah zara. Aruch Laner discussed that there, but it's not one of the Shema Mitzvos. But that was Rashi Memchasim Aveis earlier in Yevamos. So the Mishnah Brura says in Ezakdama, but there's another way you know Shabbos is more Chamor. And that is, we know Onshim reflect Chumras Ha'Aveira. So, there are some, says the Mishnah Brura, that have just no onesh, like a bittul aseh. Then we have los aseh, they get malchus. And then we have chayve krisus. And then we have chayve misas bezdin. And then we have, even within chayve misas bezdin. And the most chamor of that, two categories. And then we have, even in the top category, we have, we paskin, skila is the most chamor, and that's what Shabbos gets. And that's how you know, or another reflection, that Shabbos is very chamor. So we see the Mishnah Brura does take that. Again, it's not a chiddush of the Mishnah Brura. There are many earlier sources also. One other. Again, the Ritva said, in this regard, we're not going to be mechalik between them. But we know there are different levels. And there are different, even where one is buried. Right? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sanhedrin. Different chayvei misas are buried in different areas. There's a beautiful Rambam. We haven't mentioned it in a while, so I thought I'd mention it again. The Rambam in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam in the Pirkei Mishnayos, the beginning of the second parak, where Rebbe tells us, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi says, we have to do all mitzvahs. Havizor ki mitzvah chalaka vachamura. She'en ato yodea matan schar shel mitzvahs. Because we don't know. We don't know which mitzvah is a super mitzvah, which mitzvah is a regular mitzvah. There's no such thing as a regular mitzvah. So we don't know. So the Rambam there says, this only applies by mitzvahs aseh. By mitzvahs aseh, we cannot measure the weight of mitzvos, and therefore, there are principles like, osig b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Oh, we don't say, oh, that's a more important mitzvah, so I'm going to stop what I'm doing. No. Osig b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, or ein ma'avirin al ha-mitzvahs, or mitzvah b'liyot chatach mitzenah. All of those principles, says the Rambam, is an outgrowth of the fact that all mitzvos are created equal. And therefore, if you have the mitzvah in front of you, if you're doing a mitzvah, that's it. Finish the mitzvah. But the Rambam says that's only by aseis. By los aseis, of course, we do measure los aseis to each other. Right? If I have to violate an aveira, and I have a choice, because I'm in a state of ones, I have a choice of doing a less extreme aveira, chayvei lavin or chayvei krisus. Of course we do chayvei lavin. Because I'd rather violate a lav, ba'ones, than a chayvei worse than that, ba'ones. The Rambam says, that's what we do for sure, go by the levels. Shekola Torah, mimena mitzvahs aseh, mimena mitzvahs los aseh. Mitzvahs los aseh, hari pirish akasev, ha'onesh, al kolachas mehem, zulasi ma'at. Except for a few. The onash b'miksasan miso, so miksasan kares, miso b'dishamayim, umalkus, umena ochin yadanu, as kol mitzvahs los aseh, ma mehen isuro chamur, uma mehen lamata mizeh, the em shmona dargas. The Rambam says if you do all the math, there are eight levels. Eight levels of punishments. Skila, sreifa, harek, chenek, that's four. Then you have krisus is five, miso b'dishamayim is six, malkus is seven, and lavin that you don't get malkus for, eight. Right, so that's the eight levels of punishments in halacha. So again, even though the Ritva here says, well, for our purposes, we're not going to be mechalik, we should know the significance of that. That sometimes you are mechalik. The Ritva is just saying here, at least for the havamina, of maybe you should limit nivel alapasala. The Ritva says, I'm not mechalik in this regard. Okay, so the Gemara says, Vema nivel alapasala mechavi krisos. Answer no. Ki tihiyeh amarachmana. Right, the pasuk that we learned it from is Tihiyah, Hanach de Isbehu Havaya, Chayvei Krisus Labnei Havaya. It's clear that the pasuk is referring to a case where there is Tfisas Kiddushin. Maybe that's where Rashi gets the Havamina from. Right, the answer is Ki Tihiyah, that's the pasuk, and therefore Tihiyah always means Havaya, there is Chayvei Tfisas Kiddushin, so it can't be talking about Chayvei Krisus. Ihachi, Sagwari says, wait, really, that's true? So then what about a non-Jew? Ovdei Gachavim Ve'Evid Lo Livsalu. An Akum does not have Tfisas Kiddushin. So why don't we say a Goy, that's Baal Bas Yisrael, does not Pasuler. If you say the Makar is only where there is Tfisas Kiddushin. So says the Gemara, no. Hanach Pasli Midi Rabbi Yishmael. So no, a non-Jew is Pasul for other reasons. A different Makar from Rabbi Yishmael. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yishmael. Minayin Lo'ovi Kochavim Ve'evet Shabbal Bas Yisrael. V'al Kohenetz V'leviyah Shepasluha. How do we know that a non-Jew or a half, right? An Evan, Evan Kenani. How do they know they pasul? Shene Amar, Ubas Kohen ki tihye almana ugrusha. V'gomer, what's that the pasuk by? Abas Kohen, if she marries someone else in Yisrael, but then she becomes an almana or a grusha, she could go back to her father's house to eat truma. V'gomer, as long as she doesn't have kids. So we darshan from there. Mi sheyesh lo almanus v'gerishin ba. So, who is one that could go back to her father's house and is not pasuled? That's a woman who is shayach to be an almana or a grusha. Yatsu, Ovid, Kochav, and the Evet, Shein lo almanus v'gerishin. They're not shayach to that world of Ishus. And therefore, they are excluded from that. Why are they excluded? Because they're nifselus. And therefore, they can never go back to eating the truma in her father's house. Says the Gemara, Ashkechad Kohenes. So that last pasuk is by an Ishus, by a Bas Kohen. So I know by Kohenes. Levia of Yisraelis minala. And how do I know by Levia and Yisraelis? The Gemara says like it did yesterday. Kedamar Rabbi Abba Amarav Bas Ubas. Like we'll have later in the Masechta, Rav Udarshins for a different halacha. He dashes the word, the vav from ubas, hachanami bas ubas. So here too, the pasuk starts off with ubas kohen, so we can darshan from that vav, like Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, come on, Rabbi Akiva, the darish vav, eh? Like we said yesterday, he darshans the vav, he darshans the tagin. So is it only, shall we limit this makar to Rabbi Akiva? The Gemara says, no, afilu tamer rabbanon, kula ubas kro yiseru. The whole word ubas is extra, not just the vav. And therefore, you can learn it from the whole word. Period. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. So what are you saying? This pasuk that is referring to, this pasuk that talks about a bas kohen going back to her father's house to eat truma, that's only referring to people who are in the world of Amana and Gerishin, so it's not referring to non-Jews. Not referring to Eved Va'akum. So what do we darshan? Eved Va'akum are more chamor. They never, right? Because Nivela Lepasula. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Fine, they're excluded from the pasuk, but maybe they're excluded Lekula. And not lachumra. Ve'ema, maybe, mishish lo amonus v'gerishin ba, ki les lezera ka'achla, ki is lezera lo'achla. Maybe, when it comes to somebody with amonus v'gerishin ba, meaning a Jew, a non-pasul Jew, then she could go back. Only there, it's dependent whether she has a child or not. If she has a child, she cannot go back. And if she does not have a child, she can't go back. A bas kohen li Yisrael. But maybe the exclusion, mishein lo amonis v'gerishin ba, avagav de islay zera nami techol. Maybe the exclusion is lakula. Meaning even if a child is born, still she could go back to her father's house and eat truma. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that. Why? Im kain, ribuye levi of Yisraelis lamali. Why would you need a special pasuk to include levi of Yisraelis? Already the pasuk is mashma. Anybody not in the pasuk is included. So you wouldn't need a separate pasuk to teach me that. Let's continue first, and then we'll talk about this havamina. Says the Gemara, a minute. Ulu Rabbi Akiva to Amar, ein kiddushin tovs and b'chai v'lavin. What about according to Rabbi Akiva? Who says there's no tefisa kedusha b'chayv elavin? Umai ki tihya leish zar. According to him, tihya can't just mean tefisa kedushin because he said there is no tefisa kedushin b'chayv elavin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, what does the pasuk mean? Ki tibael. It's referring to a ma'isabia. So everybody would be included in that pasuk. So almana ugrusha lamali. What do you need a separate pasuk of the almana and the grusha to explicate? Or chayv elavin have no tefisa kedushin. So you would know it, Mimela, that they're Nivellas Lapasala. So the Gemara says, Almana Lahachmir Aleha, Ugrusha Lahakel Aleha. It specifies them because we might not have known the halacha by each of them. Why? As follows. Vitzricha. The Iyashmi'id on Almana, if the Torah would have only said that Almana, meaning a Bas Kohen that was married to a Yisrael and the Yisrael dies. If it would have only said that case, that Almana could go back to her father's house to eat Truma, I would have limited it. To what? Almanahu, techiles la zera achla. And Almana is allowed to go back when she has no kids. Mishum techaz yulakahuna. Because after all, she's right to marry a Kohen. So you see, she's not so nidche. So therefore, she could eat truma. Aval grusha dolochaz yulakahuna. But this woman who's a grusha, she can't marry a Kohen anymore if Yisrael had divorced her. So maybe I would have thought, okay, she's out of the world of kahuna. Both for marriage and for truma. Ema afagav deles lazera lo achla. I would have thought that maybe even if she doesn't have a child, she's not allowed to eat her father's truma anymore. That's what I would have thought. That's why it has to say the word grusha special. And the other way, the iesh me'inan grusha, I know if I would have only had Grusha in this context, that a woman, a Bas Kohen LeYisrael, Grusha, Kitty Truma, Grusha who, Dechi Isla Zera Lo Achla, Mishud Lo Chazila Kahuna. I would have thought a Grusha is only ruined, her Achilas Truma, if she has a child. But she has to not have a child. Aval Almana, maybe an Almana would be even more Mako. Dechazila Kahuna, Eimal Vagad Isla Zera Nami Techol, even if she would have a child. Tzricha, period, that's why you need both Almana and Grusha, even if it's Rabbi Akiva, who knows all of them automatically, still, you would need that, period. Good. Tosfos asks Akasha. Tosfos asks, let's do Tosfos, and then Rashi, and then the Tosfos are Rashi. Let's go in that order. Tosfos asks, what was the Havamina we had earlier? There was a Havamina that if a Pasul Jew was Boel and Ashes, a Bas Kohen, that she would be never able to eat truma anymore. Nivol the pasul lah. But if it was a guy, so then maybe it would be even more mekel. Even if there's a child, she'd be able to eat. What's the havamina? How could we say that's havamina? That with a guy, it would be more mekel? Tosfos just leaves it tarachian. Tosfos, tema, top Tosfos. Tebechol tuchtu l'chumra makshinon. Fachapark, nakish l'kula. Tosfos generalizes it. Well, we've said earlier already in this Masechta, we have one of the Midos Shatorn Adreshes Bahen. L'kula l'chumra, l'chumra makshinon. We're not sure which way to go, so we always go l'chumra if we have a suffix about a drasha. So ask Tosfos, what's the havamina here that because they're excluded, we would go l'kula? Tosfos does not answer it. So maybe that's what's bothering Rashi. Rashi, third line, Avagav de Isla Zera Techol. What's the Havamina Rashi says? Ukebehema Baal Machashif. Meaning, it's not considered when this woman is Nif'elis to a non-Jew. So that's so mufka. That doesn't possle her because it's totally not in her universe of affecting her. That's why kizera bekebehema ba'almachashiv. Just like we know, we mentioned before that a mishkaf behema does not make her into a zona. We said that before, right? We said, remember the context of sota, if the man is makani his wife, mishkaf behema, right? It's not called a zona, but mishkaf behema. So sota, there's an isser, there's a chayve mises bezdin, but it's not called zona. It's considered a maisabia. Sort of Maisabia, remember what we had that the beginning of Parakabal Yavimto. But it's not, doesn't make her into a zona. So maybe here too. It's sort of Maisabia, but it doesn't make her into a zona, therefore it doesn't passel her. The Tosfos Arash formulates Tosfos' question with Rashi's answer. The Tosfos Arash, when he asked, he says, Afal gav de bechol duchta darshinon lachumra, hacha mistaber le midrash lekula, kid de pirish Rashi, mishun de zara chashav kizera behema. So he takes Rashi and puts him into Tosfos. That's the Tosfos Harash. But if you look in the Aruch Laner, he has another suggestion. The Aruch Laner, maybe this is what Rashi means, but the Aruch Laner says maybe it's based on Rabbeinu Tam. Very famous sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Ksubis Daf Gimel, quoted in Tosfos there. The problem there in Ksubis Daf Gimel Mabez, those who learned the beginning of Ksubis. If you remember, the Gemara there seems to say, based on a certain time in history, when there was a case of Tibola Hegmon Tchila, when the governor, Rachman al-Islan, right, it's Yavan times, also similar rules in times of the Greeks. So they had a Xera Tibola Hegmon Tchila, that every Jewish girl, before she got married, had to be with the Hegmon, be with this governmental official. So the Gemara in one line says, V'lidrosh lehu da'onesh shari. What are you telling them that they're Moser Nefesh, and they have to die instead of this? Why don't you just darshan that it's an ones? So it's mutter. It's mutter. It's a ma'aseh aveira ba'ones. Ask all the rishonim. It's kili arayis. It's one of the big three. You have to give your life for it. What's the Gemara talking about? V'lidrosh lehu da'ones shari. Say it's mutter. So there are various answers given to the rishonim. Some say, well, maybe it's seriously a man and a woman. Esther karka olam haisa. Right? Passive. So for a woman, ones might be different than for a man. One answer. Or other rishonim say, I think Rabbi Kreskes here discusses that, giving your life is only, you only have to give your life if giving your life would prevent the Avera from being done. But if the Avera is going to be done anyway, then maybe you don't have to give your life for it. That's one of the answers by Elisha Balkanafayim, right? He took off his tefillin, even though it was a public Shas HaShmad, he had to wear tefillin, right? How can he take off his tefillin? Shas HaShmad. The answer is, the guy was going to take off his tefillin in a second anyway. So if the Avera, or the Mitzvah, is going to be done anyway, then there's no issue. Yerba Yavar is only if I could prevent the Avera from being done. But here, they're going to take this woman anyway. But Rabbeinu Tam has another answer. Rabbeinu Tam right there at Tosfos says, Bias Akum is not Gili Arayis. So Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Against all the other Rishonim, jump on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tiras Rabbeinu Tam. De'ein chayavin misa al be'ilas mitzri. De'rachmana afgarei lezare de mitzri. De'chziv ezir masusam zir masam. Right, he quotes that. U'mitoch kach. It wasn't just Rabbeinu Tam Paskin did in the base medrash. Tell us this quote. There was a story. Hitir Rabbeinu Tam. Lebas Yisrael shehimira. A Bas Yisrael that went off the derech. Uba aleha ovid kochavim. And lived with a guy. Rabbeinu Tam allowed her. Eventually, she came back, and the goy was Megayer. He was allowed her to live with her. We had the stories before of Nitan. Remember those sugyas? He allowed Lakaima laoso akum kishen is Gayer de lo shayach lameimar echad lebal echad leboel bebias mitzri dehavye kebias behema. That's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush gadol there in Ksubis, and Tosfos right there says ve'nira l'rivam. I don't think so. Right? There's plenty of rayas throughout Shas. Esther, what's the biggest raya? Esther Amalka, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. Now she's Nesara Salvaila, Achashverosh. You don't get a greater Zirmasusam Zirmasam than that. Right? So what's he talking about here? Anyway, that's the big sugya there. So the Aruch HaNer says, that's who this Gemara fits into. The Gemara fits into this, right? That's the case. That's the Havamina here. That is totally not a Maisabiya. And therefore, that was the Havamina. Kamashmullah not. Kamashmullah not, but the Aruch HaNer says, notes that most Rishonim don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. So that is why it's still got to figure out another way to explain the Gemara. Okay, let's continue where we are. Right, we're right in the middle of the daf. The Ema says the Gemara, fine. We have a Makar now for Chayvei Krisos, for Goy and Eved. So why don't we even go further, ask the Gemara. The Ema Nivala Lepasola Af Machzer Grushaso. The halacha is of a man remarries his wife after she gets married to someone else in between, that's an Issa Daraisa. So, but the halacha is, it's not considered Nivala Pasola. As we'll see, a separate limud in a second for it. But the Gemara's Havamin is here, why not? Why don't we say Nivala, live previous husband after getting married in between, should pasol her? Nivala Pasola. So the Gemara answers, Leish zar amarachmana. Mi shezar etzla meikara lafuke. This only applies to a man who is a total stranger to her. Lafuke hai de lo zar etzla meikara hi. Right, who? Right, it's not etzla zar etzla meikara because she was married to this man earlier. Period. Stop there for a minute. There is a little mystery. A little one, not a big one. A little mystery why the Rambam does not quote this halacha. The Magen Mishnah points this out. The Rambam does not quote the halacha that machzer grushaso mishenisays does not pasul. That's the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Yudches, when he quotes all these halachas, he does not quote that one. Leaves it out. He says, Mipi Yashmur Lamanu Shazona Hamura Batora, he calls She'ena Bas Yisrael. O Bas Yisrael Shenivala La'adam, she Asurali Nasilo, Isra Shavu Bakol. O Shenivala La'chalo, which we're going to have in a second. Ava Bishu Mutaris Li Nasilo. Therefore, the Rambam says, Hanir Ba'as LeBehema, Mishkav Behema, Ava Bishi Beskila, Lo Nasis Zona. V'lo Nifsala La'kahuna, She'e Lo Nivala La'adam. And also Balanita doesn't passel her. Ask the Magen Mishnah, where's the exception of Machzer Grushaso? So he says, well, maybe the Rambam left it out because there's not really any nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? That she can't eat truma. She's already a grusha. Machzer Grushaso. What's the nafkamina of Nivala Pasala? She already can't marry a Kohen. So what is something about a Bas Yisrael? So the Magen Mishnah says maybe there's no nafkamina. And that's why it's not listed here. And the Rambam here is only listed in issues of Kahuna. That's what he says here. Okay, but that's the Rambam Berg Yudches doesn't say Beferish. Vaiter, Ihachi, if you're telling me it's only a Lozar Meikzar Esla Meikara, Chalal, Delav Zarhu Meikara, Lolifsol, what about a Zara? Right, or a Zar? Right, a Chal to a Zar? What does that mean? A Bas Kohen is allowed to marry a Chalal. Right, there's no Isser in that. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalal, but a Bas Kohen is allowed to marry a Chalal. So there, why, we should say that she's not Puzzle. Psula. Why? Because there wasn't a problem when they first got married. Just like we said before. Amar Kra. No, there's a special limud. Lo yichalel zaro ba'amav. He, the Kohen Gadol, should not be mechalel. His zera in his nation. So we compare his child to him. Makish zaro lo. Mahu posel avzaro nami posel. So special limud. Even though by a chalel, she might not have done anything wrong. Bas Kohen li Yisrael, Bas Kohen l'chalo, still it's okay. V'yema mishas havaya. So now the Gemara asks, in all these cases, because the limud is from Ki Tihyeh, who says that you need a Maisabiya? Remember we had earlier, the Mishnah, I think on Daf Nun Vav, the Mishnah said that fine Mishtameris Labiya Psula prevents her from eating Truma, but let's say she then gets divorced or widowed. So we paskin Muteris. So why? The Makar is from Ki Tihyeh, so maybe even the Erisin should ruin her. She's ready, has the status. Rashi, second to last skinny line. Vafilu Meis Ki'ilu Ba'aleha. We should say it's as if a Maisabiya took place, and why do we say it's Nivol Lepasala? We should say Nisareses Lepasala. Why isn't that enough? Dum Yud to Kohen Gadol Almana. No, we compare it to the Kohen Gadol with an Almana. Ma Kohen Gadol Almana Bibiya. Just like an Almana Kohen Gadol, the only Isser is with Biya, because the Pasuk says it. Av Hainami Bibiya. Right, so too, Bibiya. Why? The Pasuk says, Lo Yichalel Zaro. By Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. So if you see, it's obviously I'm talking about only with Bia. So as the Gemara, Ve'ema Di'ika Havaya U'Bia, maybe you need both. Maybe it's only Nifsales in the context of a marriage. You need Havaya and Bia. Stam Bia would just be a Maisa's Nus. It wouldn't passle her. Maybe you need Havaya and Bia, Kiddushin and Bia. Dum Yit Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Also not. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Bibia L'chuda. Afainami Bibia L'chuda. So it is limited. Adkan Limudim for Nivola Lapasola. Now we have all the Limudim. Now we go back to the Brisa we had on yesterday's daf. If you remember, on Omen Aleph yesterday, we had a Brisa with three opinions, and we only spoke about one of them. The Brisa quoted three opinions about a 9-year-old Ger, Amoni, Moavi, Misri, Adomi, Vechulu. All of those that are Baal, Kohenes, Leviv, Yisraelis, Paslan. That was the first opinion. And that's what we've discussed till now. Nivola Lapasola. But now we're going to get into two other opinions. What were the two other opinions? Here's the first one. For Reb Yossi Omer. It's as if the Gemara here like says Gufa. Meaning we're going back earlier. Call Shazaro Pasul Posel. Anyone whose child is Pasul, that man Pasels the woman. V'kol she'ein Zaro Pasul, ain't no Posel. And if his child is not Pasul, he does not Pasul. So what's that referring to? My Ika Bein Tanakamel Reb Yossi. What's Reb Yossi referring to? Amar Reb Yochanan Mitzri Sheni Va'adomi Sheni Ika Beinayu. We know in a Mitzri and Adomi, third generation is Mutter. So, the second generation would be an Isser, but their child would be Mutter. So if a Mitzri Sheni and an Adomi Sheni lives with a woman, so then even though they violated an Issa Daraisa, it does not passel her, according to Reb Yossi. Vishneim lo lamdu elami Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. And what's the root of the machlokas? They learn it from Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, but just in a different element. Tanakama Savar, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, Shebiyaso Ba'aveira Uposel. Just like a Kohen Gadol, you go by the Maisa Aveira. Was the Maisa Aveira done? Yes. So, she's Nifseles. Afainami Posel. So too, in this case, she did a Maisa Aveira. Reb Yossi Savar, no, Kohen Gadol. Ma Kohen Gadol, Shezaro Posel Uposel. Fine, she did a Maisa Aveira. But does that affect the children? That's you, not your kids. Right? So, and also, does that affect your status? Many Aveiras that I do, it doesn't make me have a different status. So maybe it's just a Maisa Aveira, but it doesn't change my status. So, that's what we're saying. Ma Kohen Gadol, Shezaro Posel Uposel. By Kohen Gadol, the kids are Posel, and therefore she's Posel. Of course, Shezaro Posel Uposel. That's an indicator. The children. Lafuke, Mitzri Sheni, Dein Zaro Posel. But by a Mitzri Sheni, the children are Mutter. Lavo Bakahol, and therefore the mothers also. Not Nifseles. Dichsev, Banim, Ashi, Valdu, Lahem, Darshalishi, Yavo, Lahem, Bikal Hashem. So, in that, the one added individual that Reb Yossi is referring to is Mitzri and Adomi Sheni. Good. What about the third opinion in the Brisa? Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shatanose Bito, Atanose Amanaso. If he can marry his daughter, you can marry his widow. And vice versa. So, Ma'ika Ben Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon Gamliel. So, what's Reb Shimon Gamliel including? Amar Ula, Ger Amoni Umoavi Ika Benayu. A Ger Amoni Umoavi, which is another example. It's Asur Daraisa to marry a Ger Amoni Umoavi. But their daughter is Mutares. As we know, we'll have in the next parak talking all about Rus. V'shneim lo lamdua elami Kohen Gadol bi'almana. Reb Yossi savar ma Kohen Gadol ba'almana shezara pasulu posel. Reb Yossi says, just like a Kohen Gadol ba'almana has some children who are pasul and therefore she is nifsel. Of course shezara pasul posel. Reb Shimon Gamliel savar, no. Ma Kohen Gadol ba'almana shekol zara pasul uposel. All of the Kohen Gadol Balmana's children are Nifselas, and therefore she, the mother, is also. Af, she calls Zara Pasul Uposel. So too, the only time that the mother's status is going to be affected is if all of the children are Nifselas. La Fuki, Amoni Malavi, the ankle Zara Pasul, Domamar, as we're going to have later on. As you see on the side, Lekaman, Ayin Vav, Ayin Zayin, Peches. Comes up three times more in the Masechta. Amoni, Velo Amonis. Moavi velo Moavis. Right? So it's only an Ammon, Ammoni, and not a Moavi. Okay, one Chashuk Echemet for the day. The Chashuk Echemet here discusses, once we're talking about different types of non-Jews, he has the following case. We know the halacha is Me'ikar Adin. Obviously, not obviously, but one is not allowed to steal from a non-Jew. Not allowed to steal. That's Aser. Aser Daraisa Pasha is going to Rav Rishonim. What about Ta'us? What about Ta'us Akam? I get back the wrong change. Too much change. So Me'ikar Adin, I'm allowed to keep it. By Ta'us Akam. Me'ikar Adin. What happens though, he was asked, if the Nachri has done a lot for me. Yish Kesher Amitz B'mischar Nachri, V'kfar Kara Kama Pamim Shayudit Ta'a, V'hanachri Yeshivlo. So there, is it Me'ikar Adin to return? Or still, it's still not Me'ikar Adin. So he goes through and says, first of all, he says, I think it's Me'ikar Adin. I think it's Me'ikar Adin, he's chayiv to return in that case, Al Hakaras HaTov. Why? It's Mefurish HaRadak. A Radak in Tehillim. Unbelievable. Everything on his fingertips. The Pasuk says, in Tehillim Perek Tesvav, Kaspo lo nasan b'neshech. Right? This man was so righteous, he did not give his money in with ribbis. Says the Radak, V'hatorah lo asra elo liYisrael, aval la'akum mutter, kamo shakasov lanachri tashich. U'bevadai, says the Radak, im oseh ha'akum tova v'chesed in Yisrael, chayiv Yisrael lasos gam keini mo chesed u'lehetiv lo. There's a chiyav of hakaras hatov, it's a great Radak. V'yalva v'li neshech u'chesed yoser min ha'matana, shahar be'yevosh lakach ha'matana v'lo lalavos. So says the Chashuk Echemet, L'chora, who adim binyoneinu. And then he says, maybe, b'machalik, between Ribbis and Ta'us, it's his fault, here you're not doing anything. But he says, I asked my brother-in-law, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he also says, Yish lil mod, me'a radak, shedavar yasher hu lahashiv lo ta'uso, besides the issue of Kiddush Hashem. And then he says, by the way, look in the Ber HaGolah in Shimen Ches. Look in the Ber HaGolah in Choshen Mishpan in Shin Mem Ches. The Ber HaGolah says, I have seen many, many people who have not returned Ta'us Akum and have lost their fortune. He says, when you have a suffix about any of these things, you know what? Kodesh Baruch Hu, if he wants you to have the money, you'll get the money in some other way. You know, just do what you can. And then he quotes also in the Sefer Chasidim in Tavshin Sadi, Im Yish Lonach Rishasa Tovas La Yehudim, Yichon Lavakish Miyakodesh Baruch Hu, Sheyoko Bedino, you can daven for them, Vechulu. So he says, Lamaisa, yes. Hakaras HaTov, give back the money, Kiddush Hashem, Vechulu. We continue next Mishnah. Masnison, continuing the issues. What is this whole parak about? About the status of a woman, whether she can eat truma, not eat truma. Ha'ones v'mafate. So all these cases, anivala l'pasala, find pasla. What if you have a Yehudi kasher? A Yehudi kasher, who happens to be kasher, but he's not such a great tzaddik. But he's a kasher person. And he is ma'anis v'mafate, a woman. A bas kohen, or a bas yisrael. Either way, that is not Posel her. Ha'onis v'mafate v'ashote, onis v'fate shote, lo poslin v'lo machilin, those aren't posel, and they're not machil if there's a, right, just because if a kohen is ma'anis, a woman, so then it does not create a heter for her to eat shuma. Lo poslin v'lo machilin, the mission is going to explain every case. V'meina ru'yin lavo b'Yisrael, but if they're posel people, as we said 2 days ago, harei lo poslin, ketsa. So what's the case? What are all these cases? So the mission is very, explanatory. Yisrael Shabbal Bas Kohen, a Yisrael that lives with a Bas Kohen. So, Tocha B'Shuma, she can still eat Shuma, as long as it's a kosher man, and they're not married, so she can still eat Shuma. Ibra, but if she's pregnant, then no Tocha B'Shuma. That's what he said, an Ubar is Posel. And therefore this Ubar from a Yisrael is Posel. Nechtach Ubar, B'me'eha, if the Ubar dies, or physically, right, even aborted, tochal she can eat. Rashi has the word miyad, right away, right, when you know the uber is dead, so right away, one is allowed to eat. Haya kohen sheba al bas Yisrael, what about the other way? A kohen is baal bas Yisrael, in the case of onis or mafate. Lo tochal b'truma, that does not give her the rights. Ibra, lo tochal also. Also, uber, we said, is eno machil, right, lo tochal. Yalda tochal. But once she has the baby, remember, a Kohen is Ma'ane Sabas Yisrael. So there's no Truma there yet. She has a kid out of wedlock. That kid is a Kohen. So that kid is Machil her for eating Truma. Nimsa, Kochel Shoben Gadol Mishel Av. This is one of the examples in Halacha, a few examples, where the son is greater than the father. The son here is the power to be Machil and not the father. We have that in Hilchos Shabbos, if you remember, that cooking in toldos shemesh is asur, and cooking in shemesh is mutter. It's like Mara also that says there in Parakira, Yafa koach ben mikoach af. Next, ha'eved posel, next statement. We're going to talk now about eved, mamzer, and kohen gadol. Three individuals. Ha'eved posel mishum bia, ve'inu posel mishum zera. In eved, if he lives with a woman, so we said that when earlier, an eved passes or mishum bia. But if the only child is an eved, so that eved doesn't withhold a bas kohen from going back to her father's house, because the eved is half not Jewish, not related to her. What's the case? Ketzan. Bas Yisrael lekohen, bas kohen liYisrael. V'yolda himenu ben. Let's say there's a child from this relationship. V'halacha ben v'nichbash ala shivcha, and the son then goes and is mizane and has a relationship with a non-Jewish woman. Nichbash ala shivcha. V'yolda himenu ben. And then there's a son out of that child, out of that relationship. Hari ze eved. So that son of the Shivcha, right, it goes after her, and the child is an Eved. Haisa, and then let's say the parents die, and this is the only kid that's left over. Haisa, Eim Aviv, Bas Yisrael, Kohen, Otocha Betruma. And if that Eved is the only descendant left, then that's not enough to allow the grandma to eat Truma, because that child, the grandchild, is not related to her. Bas Kohen Liyisrael, Otocha Betruma, and Bas Kohen Liyisrael is allowed to eat Truma, because that grandchild is not related to her. Well, these have not Jewish. So that's the case how Eved is not posel mishum zera. Mamzer. Next. Posel u'ma'achil. A mamzer could posel with his bia, right? But he could also be ma'achil. Ketzad. Bas Yisrael l'kohen u'bas kohen li'Yisrael. You have these cases of the yodim and u'bas. V'holcha ha'bas v'nises la'eved al ovdi kochavim. V'yodahim and u'ban. There's a daughter. And she's nivellant to an Eved or an Akum. And we're assuming like the Shita that says that creates mamzerus. Right, we had a couple of Tanam already that held that way. So this Mamzer is related to the grandma. Haisa Aim Imo Bas Yisrael LaKohen Tocha B'Truma. That Mamzer is enough of a descendant to allow the grandmother to still eat Truma. Bas Kohen LiYisrael Lo Tocha B'Truma. And if it's a Bas Kohen LiYisrael, there's still a descendant, and it's not Zera Aimla, and therefore she cannot eat Truma. So that's Mamzer. And number three, Kohen Gadol Pamim Shehu Posel. Ironically, you could have a mamzer that's machil the grandma. You could have a kohen gadol that's posel the grandma. What's the case of kohen gadol that's posel the grandma? Ketzad. Bas kohen li Yisrael. V'yolda himenu bas. You have a bas kohen married to a Yisrael, and they have a daughter. Wonderful. Mazel tov. That daughter is a bas Yisrael. And v'holcha bas v'nises la kohen. She goes to marry a kohen. V'yolda himenu ben. And they have a child. Hareza roilios kohen gadol. Omin v'sham yishagabi ha-mizbeach. That grandchild could be, right, that he's a Kohen, his mother's a Bas Yisrael, right? His grandmother is a Bas Kohen that married a Yisrael. His great-grandmother, let's say. So, let's say everybody dies except for that Kohen Gadol. So, what's the halacha? Machilas Imo, he allows his mother to eat, because, right, his mother is a Bas Yisrael LaKohen, as long as he's still there. But let's say his mother dies, and everybody else dies, post-Selem Imo. So his grandma, who is a Bas Kohen LiYisrael, will not be able to eat Truma if everybody else dies because she has Zera. She has this Kohen Gadol who's Zera. Zoso Meres, and that's, as the saying goes, Lo kibini Kohen Gadol shuboslani min haTruma. I don't bless you with a Kohen grandson who's a Kohen Gadol who ruins my ability to eat Truma. Okay, again, it's not ironic, it's just halachic. You go through the definitions. If this woman has any child that's related to her, meaning Jewish, then she's considered to have a child, and therefore if she's a Bas Kohen LiYisrael, she cannot not go back to her father's house. Period. Says the Gemara, Tanina la d'tana rabbanan. The Brisa supports the Mishnah, as the Brisa says, the Tosefta says, Shotev katan shen nasu nashim v'mesu. Like the first case. Remember the first part of the Mishnah said, Onis mefate v'hashote. So now we're adding on to that. A shote or a katan that are not married, midaraisa, shen nasu nashim v'mesu nishosein, but tours benachalitza v'nayibim. The doyom yibim chalitza required, because they are not really married. Period. Ketzad, ha-Yisrael shabali bas kohen, tolcha b'truma, as we said, of Yisrael is ma'ani sabas kohen, she can still eat truma. Ibro lo, but when she's pregnant, she can lo tochal, she can no longer eat truma. Ask the Gemara, kivan de ibro lo tochal, since when she's pregnant, she cannot eat truma, lecha shema ibra. Why can't we allow a Yisrael shabal bas kohen to eat truma? Maybe she's pregnant. So maybe she is not allowed to eat truma. Milo Tzna, didn't we learn earlier that we're choshes for 3 months? We have the halach of Havchana. Mafrishin osan gimel chadashim shema mu'ubarosein, mu'ubarosein. So we see we're worried about pregnancy. So amarava barafuna, liyuchasin chashashu, litruma lo chashashu. We're worried about yichus, which Rishonim say maybe this is a proof that it's a dichshash derabanan. Right? We're worried about yichus. We want to allow her to get remarried. We want to know who the father is. So we'll wait 3 months. But for eating her personal eating truma, we're not worried in that sense. Yes, of course, eating truma, if she is a zara, is a problem. Could be a problem on a deraisa level. But for this, we are not choshesh. We assume, based on the chazakah, that she is not mu'ubaris. Says the Gemara, really? Stop there for a minute. The Maharsha here. The Achronim talk about a question of the Maharsha here. The Maharsha says, why don't we just rely on the chazakah to meikara that she wasn't pregnant? Discussed this level yesterday already. Chazaka de Meikara, she's not pregnant. So we don't know she's pregnant, so assume Chazaka de Meikara that she's not pregnant. Answers the Marsha, Efshar Levarer. That's another huge topic. Do you rely on Chazakas when there's an Efshar Levarer? Right, you're allowed to be, there's a way to be Levarer, just wait. Efshar Levarer, the Marsha answers. And therefore, you would be able to check it out, and if you can't rely on Chazakas, ask the Arach Laner. I don't think that's a good answer, says the Arach Laner, quoting the Marsha's question. He says, no, I think it's wrong. Lo zachisi lahavin. You know why? Today. Is it Efshar Levarer? No. She wants to eat truma today. So there's a chazaka today. So allow her to rely on the chazaka today. Efshar Levarer means you can check it out now. Efshar Levarer, in 3 months from now, you'll know. That's not called Efshar Levarer. That's a great machlokas, Marsha and the Arach Laner. How do you define Efshar Levarer? If you could have it in the future, right? It's similar, not exactly. We discussed in the concept of Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. So we say, you might as well wait, right? Rashi in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. You might as well wait. So does that apply to Isurei Hana'a or only to Isurei Achila? So the Mefarshim, the Nodeb Yehuda there, and the Tzlach says, well, you don't say you might as well wait in a case where I want to get Hana'a today and I want to get Hana'a tomorrow. If it's Isurei Achila, where I can only eat it once, okay. But here, I want to do both. So here, similar idea, but here, Machokas, Arach Laner, and the Marsha, do you say Efshar Levarer in a case where it's not Efshar Levarer right away? The Arach Laner himself gives a different answer. He says, well, there's another, you have a rove that can beat out this Chazaka. Chazaka that she's not pregnant, but there's also a rove that, what's the rove? Rove Nashim Misabrus Vyoldos Adif Mi Chazaka. Right, most women get pregnant and have kids in life. Right, so that's why that rove could beat out the chazaka to make her that she's not pregnant. Okay, see, and a rove might beat out the chazaka because a rove is a birur and a chazaka is hachra, not for them. Okay, but that's crucial machlokas to remember between the Maharsha and the Arach Laner here. It probably has the roots in the Rishonim. We have to do the research. Says the Gemara, fifth line. Ula truma lo chashashu. We're not worried about pregnancy by truma of Hatanya, but we learned in the Braisa. Hareza gidek sho achas kodin lemisasi. If a bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, and the Kohen says, this is your get, a second before I die, asur lecha b'truma miyad. She can't eat truma right away, because we're worried that he's going to die any second. So you see, even by Achilas Shuma, we're worried about things. So Ella Amar Rabbi Barav Huna Binisun Chashashu Biznus Lo Chashashu. Okay, you're right. When they're married, we're worried, but by Znus, we're not married. Worried here, like our Mishnah is the case of Znus. Why? As Rashi quotes the Gemara we had earlier, Isha, second wide line, Isha Mizane Mishapeches Kedesh Shelo Tisaber. A woman out of wedlock does not want to have a kid. So we assume that she did what she could to try not to get pregnant. That's why we can assume that she's not pregnant. Ubin Nisuin mi chashashu. Wait a minute. Within Nisuin we are choshesh v'tanya. But what about the Braisa? Bas Kohen sheniseis li Yisrael. V'meis. What happens if Rachmana Litzlan? A Bas Kohen is married to Yisrael and he dies that day. Dies on the first day of marriage. Tovela, she has to go to the mikvah. From what? From Shechva Zera. She was to make a Shechva Zera because you assume they had a Maisabia. V'ochelas b'chumul Arab. She can eat chumul that night. Meaning, right, Shechva Zera is only mitame for you one day. So what do you mean? Maybe she's pregnant. So the Gemara doesn't say, well, be a Rishona, as we had earlier. The Gemara doesn't give that answer. Amar Rav Chisda, no, what it means is, Toveles Vocheles Ad Arba'im. Like we alluded to yesterday. She can eat Shuma until 40 days from the Maisabia. De Iloma Abra, Halo Ma'abra, she's not pregnant, great. Vima Abra, Ad Arba'im Maya Ba'almahi. Until 40 days, as we said yesterday, it's not considered anything. It's Maya Ba'alma. And therefore, so she doesn't. She eats until 40 days, and then from 40 days till 3 months, then she has to wait. We mentioned yesterday We're Machal Shabbos for a Maya Ba'alma. That's Beferish Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam. We're Machal Shabbos for that, and we do what we can. Right? Maya Ba'alma is also, if a woman has a miscarriage around day 40, it's important to know, is it Tumas Yoledes? Is it Tumas Nida? Right? Not Tumas Yoledes. Is it Tumas what you have to, right? Because Yoledes is only if it's four and much later. It's sure not regular Tumas Yoledes. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about around that time, if you look in Hilchas Nida, Simon Kufsadi Dalit. But we're Machal Shabbos for this Ubar, right? The Shmir Shabbos says, Machal and Shabbos, Lashem Hatzolos Ubar, Afilu Kashu, Pachan Ben Arboim Yom. Lamed Vav Beis in Shmir Shabbos. One more line. Amalei Abaya. One second. So, Ihachi, Ema Seifa. What about the next line? Hukar Ubra Bime Eha, Teimu Kokelos Lamafreya. The Brisa continues and says, but once you see she's pregnant, then she's ruined retroactively. Why should she be ruined? It was Maya Ba'alma up until 40 days. So why is she ruined? So Mara says, you're right. My mukukelis arabon. She's mukukelis until 40 days back. Until 40 days. Meaning, from the time that you find out she's pregnant, if she ate truma all the way back to 40 days, that's where if she had eaten truma in that time period, it's a problem. Before that, it was not a problem, because it was just Maya Ba'alma. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Itmar starts a new sugya, and Be'ez Hashem gets into the sugyas of Havala Rusaso, Darabana Daraisa, and then to next time, Be'ez Hashem, we start Perek Ha'arel. The 8th parak here in Maseches Yevamos. Again, we thank the sponsors for this month's of Shiurim, the Kubietzky family, in honor of Jonah Kubietzky, in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas HaGvura, by his siblings Nachman and Elka Kubietzky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietzky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg.